It's B-Maz and Beamer. Now, Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Yes, it is. Both of us. Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer here on WBEN. 803-0930 to join us this morning. 803-0930 on WBEN, where, Joe, it's a sad day. This scan app at Wegmans gone.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people are upset about it. Did you use the app? What do you think about it being gone? 803-0930 to join us here on WBEN. I have to start off by saying I was extra disappointed yesterday when they announced this, because this had been my go-to argument for people generally being good.
Yes. You've said that numerous times.
This was like my thing. You can't just say that all people are jerks or that, you know, blah, blah, blah. I would also, people are generally good. People generally want to do the right thing. Why? Well, just look at Wegmans. They let you on an honor system, basically, buy all your groceries and walk out the door. And, you know, they're doing it. They've been doing it for 2 years. If it was really a problem, they would end it. And they ended it, yeah.
You know, but I was actually surprised, even though, you know, I had thought this might happen. I was surprised. I thought it had been, you know, I know a lot of people that use it, a lot of people that, you know, are honorable and use it, and surprised at the announcement, even though we shouldn't be surprised at that announcement. I know a lot of people who will be inconvenienced, Brian. They were used to not having to wait in a line. They were used to having everything bagged up and just able to scan their phone as they walked out of the store. You'll get a few more days of that. You have 5 more days to use the scan app before it's officially discontinued.
I'm surprised because everything is set up for them to keep using it. They put in a separate row.
Yes.
Of, it's not self-checkout, it's next to the self-checkout, specifically for, yep, like built into the store, people using the scan app. So, yeah, they build that and then say, yeah, we're not going to do this anymore. Yeah, I was pretty surprised that they decided to end.
You're right, they completely changed the infrastructure of the store for it.
So you have to think it's coming back in some way, shape, or form, just maybe with a way to, I don't know.
More cameras.
Watch you a little bit more. Can you get more cameras? I don't think you can inside of a grocery store.
That's what you think, but I wouldn't be surprised. They, you know, aisle by aisle, you see, especially in the larger stores, you see more of a camera system. I don't know. Like you said, I don't see this gone forever. They will find a way to bring it back. They just need to, you know, lower that shrinkage number.
So that's my big takeaway, is that I'm just disappointed because, like, come on, people, right? Like, who's got to be ruining it for everybody?
Right.
Like, why? Just buy your groceries and move on, even though it would be incredibly easy to shove anything into your bag. It was actually just the I don't really use the app that much. I find it cumbersome. I don't like holding my phone on me,
yes,
as I'm walking through the store. It's just not made for me. My wife uses it all the time because it's when we're together going shopping, it is a little bit easier. We have our kid with us. We're walking around. You scan something. I'm out grabbing something for her. We're putting, you know, she's got the phone out. It kind of works that way. And I know she likes to use it a lot when she's out doing it, just going right through the checkout. So she uses it a lot. I wish I had used it once because they were giving away $20,
that's right,
coupons to anyone who used it before.
That's the one time I used it.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
I should have used it more because I got $20. But no, so we did use this app pretty frequently. The app exists in some way, shape, or form in like every, not every store, but in a lot
major
of stores
chain
I shop at.
Yeah.
Tops has a version. BJ's has a version.
Yep.
I don't use either. there are other stores, smaller stores, don't have it yet, but it's around.
Yeah. It's my father was the only he used it. I mean, he's very disappointed by this news. I used it when you had the $20 offer. That was the time I used the scan app. Obviously, give me money, I'll try something out. I haven't used it at the other stores, and until this morning, Brian, I didn't realize it was available at Tops. We'll see what happens there. We'll see if they also have to discontinue it. But right now, it's just Wegmans.
I just my favorite thing. So Sam's Club uses it too, I guess. Walmart was trying to, and they said, eh, not going to work for us.
Actually, Martin's is the first I remember, the scan and go. That's before smartphones. That was when they would have the carts with a scanner on it, and then you would scan a barcode walking out.
Oh, I do remember that.
Yeah,
actually.
I mean, the 6 months that Martin's was in Western New York, that was the original scan and go. Tops did not continue that when they moved back into that building.
Hmm. All right. Yeah, so it's not a new idea either.
Right.
People like the convenience of this. But like I said, my favorite part of this whole thing was just the idea that you can have some sort of system where, listen, you put stuff in your cart, you just put it right in the bag, go pick out your groceries, and basically walk out of the store. We trust you that you paid for it.
Right.
That was my favorite part of this whole thing.
Yes.
Was that, you know what? Yeah.
Honorable
generally
people.
Speaking. And you know what? Still, too, it's not like they canceled this because everybody was stealing everything.
No.
Like, profit, you hear this all the time. Profit margins are thin when, you know, it comes to everything. I don't think it was a large percentage of people who were doing this.
No,
but it was enough for them to say, no, generally speaking, I think still most people could do it and go and, you know, be a normal, trustworthy person in society.
But at a time where you're trying to keep your prices competitive, yet you are paying more to bring products into the store, that shrinkage number becomes even more important.
You mentioned shrinkage. This is theft. It's a different. Shrinkage is mostly people who work there stealing stuff.
True.
When you talk about shrinkage in like retail or especially supermarkets,
yes,
most of that, typically speaking, is employees.
Right, but the overall number is the shrinkage number. You're right, this is theft.
This is just stealing stuff from the store.
Yes.
You know, it's shoplifting, basically. Yes. It's why it's amazing. They got rid of the bulk candy and basically replaced it with bulk everything, when you think about it.
Never
bulk. You can't do the bulk candy anymore because everyone's just lying in their pockets. But we basically made bulk everything where you can put it in your bag.
I mean, bulk candy, people started really cheating that system with self-checkout, right? You would get I wouldn't do this, but people would get a more expensive item and put a cheaper sticker on it. Then the introduction of the self-checkout scan. That's really what killed bulk candy.
Oh, you know, I never really thought about that. I used, full honesty, Joe, bulk candy when I was like 13 years old. You used to try and trick the weight thing.
Oh, of course.
If you would think that if a little bit wasn't on the scale or you were holding it while it was on there, boom, 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 you're pressing the numbers. The scales got smarter in a hurry, though.
They sure did.
They have to. You have to be that weight for more than 0.1 second to qualify for what it is.
Yeah, they were able to do that. Unfortunately, you would think with the self-checkout, if you get bulk, hey, just weigh it when you come to the self-checkout, because those are all scales too.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Right.
That would totally make sense. So,
you're having an issue with the honorable thing.
I have
because
an
this
issue.
Was a sense of community. We're all in it together. We're not going to. I'm trying to think of a lack of a better word. We're not going to put Wegmans in a bad place. We're here for each other. This shows how honorable of a society we are, and you've lost that argument. Now is a little diminished.
It's a trust thing.
Yes,
it's almost like a parent and a child. Like, you know, here, I'm going to trust you with this new responsibility, and we failed. Like that doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good to be part of that community. Even though I was one of the honorable ones.
Yes.
And we paid for it. I'm still a part of everybody.
Right.
We collectively failed the experiment. It was, you know what? It was your parents let you have the keys to the car on Saturdays. and you failed, you didn't return it all gassed up.
That's right.
Or you ran it into a mailbox or something like that. We gave you a little bit of responsibility. We gave you a privilege.
Right.
And you failed to do the right thing with it.
We told you could have the car if you went to the library to study, and instead you went to a party.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it doesn't feel good. So that's my problem, number one. Number two, I'm just kind of interested in what people are thinking about this. Did you use it? It seemed like it was very popular as yes. I was walking through the store. I was just there yesterday. As I was walking through the store, it seemed like a lot of people were doing that. And I know some of these were Instacart people. They're using their phone to scan everything that they pick up before they put it in the bag. But I think a lot of people were using the Wegmans scan app, or you see people in other stores use their version of this scan app. I think it is pretty popular. You know, for me, Joe, one of the reasons I don't like carrying my phone around me when I'm shopping. You know, I like to have both hands and just my head up.
Yes,
as I'm walking around. But the other reason that I didn't like it that much was that for me, if I'm in the grocery store, I like to always be moving, right? I like to be walking around. I don't like to be in anyone's way.
You don't want to be the roadblock.
Yes. Yep. I don't want to be parked in an aisle, especially if I have a cart.
Right.
You know, there's some... There is
too many people don't have that same courtesy.
Right. It's a little bit different. You're in some aisle. You're kind of looking at something. You're just by yourself. You can move around. You know, I always like to keep around. I don't like being stopped there. And I feel like too often you have this app, and in the produce especially, that's what it is. You are trying to scan because you'd put the thing on the scale.
Yes.
Your crown of broccoli. And then you'd have to scan what it showed on the little screen
right
next to it, and sometimes that would be hard to work, and then you end up creating like a little bit of, I hate being that person, creating a little bit of a backlog, especially when you're at the store at a time when there's already a bunch of people there.
Right. Yeah.
So that prevented me from using it too. I felt like you were just, I don't know, a little bit of a roadblock in the aisle. You know, kind of like scanning your thing, creating a little bit of a backup there.
Yeah, I can understand that. Yeah, I mean, and for me, Brian, the one time I used it to get that $20 credit, I found, and this, I mean, this is obviously a me thing, but I found that I didn't remember a lot of the stuff that I needed because I was so focused on scanning what I got and putting it in the grocery bag. I think I forgot three or four things because I was so focused on that app. I was so focused getting things scanned, putting it in the bag, continuing my shopping. To me, it was a distraction when, like you said, I want to be focused on the store, where I am, not getting in this person's way.
It's all about speed and ease, right? For
yes.
me personally, I feel like I'm faster. I do it better just self-checkout.
Right.
That's me. I get all my groceries. I go to the self-checkout. Boom, 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 boom. If I am buying beer at the store, I go to an actual checkout lane because then at self-checkout, I know I'm going to have to scan it. The little light goes on, blink, blink, blink. You're waiting for somebody. Yeah. Someone has to come by. Well, let me punch in my secret code just to let you know that you're old now. And then that whole thing happens. You don't have to deal with any of that in the checkout aisle. So that was my I used all three. You're buying beer. You're by yourself. You go in the checkout line.
That's
with
right.
the cashier. I'm normal grocery trip. I'm in the self-checkout line. I'm with my wife. She uses the scan app. We're doing it that way. I like having the options.
Speaking of speed and ease, I wish Aldi had something like that yesterday, or at least a self-checkout, because I waited 15 minutes for three items.
That store is amazing because the actual cashier, when you are there,
yes.
takes a second.
Right. No, this was
there's
not
only
the cashier's
ever
fault.
One person.
That's the problem.
On the line, no matter how busy the store is. So the person doing the job is doing it faster than I've ever seen any cashier, because it's just like there's no bags or anything. Boom, 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 in the cart. Unless it's something made of glass, they're literally off the line. There's only ever one person.
That's right.
It defeats the whole purpose.
It's also why everything's so cheap.
There's only yeah. just like two people working in the store.
Right.
All right, Christine and Clarence, you're on WBEN. Were you using the scan app? Christine, are you there?
I
That's a well, that's a Joe Beamer problem.
If
I'm
you're,
sorry.
If you're Christine.
Christine, that was on me. I am so sorry. Please call back. I, to record the weather, took it out of program one.
No one needs to know.
No, it's all, I just want to say, it's not Jimmy's fault. It's 100% my fault from the show previous. I apologize.
The self-checkout, someone saying you use the scale to know how much to think. I feel like that is more generous now than it had been in the past. Have you noticed that? Every time when they first started rolling out self-checkout, every single time you would be waiting around for, you know, you'd put something on the thing and it would like wait a second.
Oh, yeah.
Because it had to make sure the weight checked out. Or please put the item in the bag. Please, even if you were using like the scan gun to do something that you're obviously not going to put in the bagging area, and keeping like a huge bag of dog food or something like that,
right?
It would kind of be a pain. I feel like they've chilled out on that a little bit.
Yeah, they let you you can be quick now, because that used to slow down the self checkout. Now I can scan it, put it in the bag. By the time I'm ready to scan the next thing, I have a clear screen.
If I'm at the wholesale club and the self checkout, I'm just taking the
Nothing goes out of the cart.
Gun scanner, yeah. Out of the thing. Nothing comes out of the cart. Boop, 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 boop,
exactly.
Boop, 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 and you're on your way.
Yep.
And then, you know, just to be safe, they got the person at the door who looks at your receipt for 0.5 seconds, looks at your cart, pretends like they're, you know, matching everything up. Check. Yeah.
They see the one big thing on the receipt that matches up with the cart. Okay.
I don't even think they see that. I wouldn't even be able to find where the items are on the receipt with how quickly they look at it. All right. Let's go to Charlotte in Angola. All right, Charlotte, did you use the scan app? One of these days, we'll figure out how to hang out on the phones here. But we'll go to, and then I'm messing things up. There we go. I think Charlotte's back on hold. But I was very disappointed for the reasons that I said, mostly because, not so much because of the ease of use, but because of the whole trust factor. And then this is what I fear now, Joe. Somebody mentioned, doesn't Amazon have cashierless grocery stores that charge you as you leave the store with the products in New York City? Yes, they do. And this is the fear. I don't want the store to turn into those stores.
Just that, yes.
Because those are the worst stores. If you are not a paranoid person, but an irritated person at all the, you know, quote unquote, Big Brother stuff that goes on, the cameras everywhere, the, you know, everything like that. That Amazon store is your worst nightmare.
Yeah, you're not walking into that.
That works by you basically checking in as you go through the store, and then you are tracked every step of the way, every move you make by a camera that logs it into a computer and puts it on you. It is so creepy, Joe, the way that works. I do not want that to become the norm. I mean, think about this. You walk into a store, you know, let the store know you're there, and then you go over to somewhere, you pick up a raspberry off the shelf, put it in, it sees, all right, that is Brian right there picking up the raspberry, putting
cents.
It into his cart. Where are you buying raspberries?
I just bought one. I thought the example was you were taking the raspberry and eating it.
That's it. You take a sample of a grape. Yeah. You try a grape, and we'll tack on a dime to his bill for that grape sample. And then you walk out the store, and it logs it all on to your thing. And then, you know, by the way, it knows, all right, oh, Brian likes to shop here.
Oh, I see.
He wears his gym shorts while shopping most of the time. We'll show him an ad for the Champion shorts that we got on sale now. And, looks like he blew a tire in his Sambas. Sneakers are looking a little old. We'll hit him with those. No, thank you. I don't want any of that coming your way. That's what happens when we can't be trusted to use the scan app, Joe.
Yeah, I have to say those Amazon stores. Now, I haven't been to a big grocery store Amazon thing, but I went to one of those convenience stores in New York. That's no bigger than this studio, Brian. And it is cool, but when you put it like that and you break it down, and none of that stuff went through my mind because I'm a little simple. it is kind of creepy because it's really just the in-life version of what they do to you on your web browser.
It absolutely is. And Joe, you sound like the marketing people who come up with this. Hey, it's cool to be tracked.
It was cool. Yeah, I picked something up, and when I put something back after, where I look at my Amazon account, and it had deducted that and then added the credit back, that was pretty cool. I just walked in to get a monster and then look around. It was pretty cool. Yeah. But you're right. Now, maybe not.
I don't know. I just don't want every store to become like that. Well, did you use this app? Are you sad that it's gone? I mean, what's the idea to replace it? It'll be back, right, in some way, shape, or form. How can they bring it back and solve the problem of everybody stealing everything? Let us know. 803-0930, BMAZ and Beamer on WBEN.
It's BMAZ and Beamer. Now, Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer. News Radio 930 WBEN.
BMAZ and Beamer back here on WBEN, 803-0930 to join us this morning. We're talking about the Wegmans Scan app. It's going away. That's right, the app. If you don't know what we're talking about, it was basically, if you see people around on their phones, I mean, chances are they're watching some stupid video or something, but they could have been scanning their groceries. You could scan your own groceries with your phone and then basically just take your phone, scan it at the register and walk out the door. And you pay for your groceries with whatever is on your phone. Or, you could pay with a card there or cash.
But the even quicker is just all in your phone.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
And you walked out, and Wegmans saying shoppers will love the convenience of the app, but experience too much in losses.
Yes.
To keep it going in its current form. So what do you think? We'll go to the phones. We'll go with Charlotte, who's calling us. Charlotte, did you use the app? Did you like it?
Every time, and I loved it.
Why? What was the best part for you?
Well, when the pandemic came and they started this, I go to the Wegmans in the McKinley, and I would see the line. They kind of herd you in like cattle, and the line would go all the way down side aisle, all the way to the back, waiting for a register to open. They would say, okay, next one, next one, next one. And it was great. I would scan my things. I kind of played my own cashier, which I never did that as a business. And it was good. It was fun. I enjoyed it. It was quick. I was in. I got all my groceries, 3 or 4 bags, and I was out. And I always worried about people possibly putting things in their cart that wasn't supposed to be in there. And obviously, that's what people did. And it wrecked it for everybody else.
It stinks. It stinks. All right, if they bring it back, Charlotte, is there a way you can think of that they can kind of do what had been going on while still cracking down on the shoplifting?
Well, they have an awful lot of cameras. I mean, if you look up amongst the rafters and stuff like that, there's an awful lot of cameras up there. Get the people that are doing the bad things. It's kind of like the bad people are winning. And I just like that. I'm not going to remove the app off my phone because they're going to find a lot of people are going to be upset with it. I believe they used to have a comment box. I recommend everybody put the comment in there saying, please bring it back. They don't have enough cashiers like they used to because people don't want to work. I retired 3 years ago from bus driving, and I ended up going back because they need bus drivers.
Well, thank you for driving a bus, Charlotte, because we need that. And thanks for the call. 803-0930 if you want to join us. What she mentioned about, they have to go out and get, maybe just like stage it, in the middle of a Wegmans.
Yeah.
You just like stage a bust of a shoplifter and, like with some actors. And scare everybody into actually doing the right thing.
Yeah, she is right though. That McKinley store is a nightmare. I can imagine the scan app leave that for many people at that location.
They have less cashiers because you don't need it as much.
Right. Well, that's their thinking. Yes.
When you say, "Oh, because it's nobody wants to work," I'd like to see actually in a Wegmans store, to get the numbers. Maybe some of our employees who are listening can fill us in. I feel like there's not fewer people. You know, if you compare now to 10 years ago, there are not fewer people working in a supermarket store. They're just all doing something different.
Right. They're not at the front of the store.
They've, you know, kind of, hey, okay, we have the self-checkout thing. Why would we have a bunch of people like using it. Why would we have a bunch of people sitting there behind a cash register?
We can do a better job keeping the shelves stocked.
Yeah. And hey, got to say, it's worked out great for the bathrooms there because they are the cleanest bathrooms I've ever seen in my life. I wouldn't be surprised, Joe, if somebody said while they're home that, no, I'm waiting until I go to Wegmans to use the bathroom. Like the opposite of it. They're that clean. And that's you're freeing up people to do different things at the store. Why don't we go to Jerry in Hamburg. All right, Jerry, did you use the app?
Every single time I went, I loved the app. You could spend $120 and be out of there in 20 minutes. It's the fastest, best. It's like going to a casino, but I hate casinos, yeah. And feeling like you won. The point, I just came from Wegmans. I got my $20 off as a devoted customer. They give everybody $20 now as a consolation for taking it away. But my biggest disappointment is not in Wegmans. It's in I thought the people that shopped at Wegmans were better than that, and I am so disappointed. I mean, Wegmans has the neatest parking lots in the around here. Everything about Wegmans is better. I mean, the only store I haven't been in is Dash's, so I don't know who they are. But I love Wegmans. I will not stop shopping at Wegmans. I'm just disappointed in the people.
Jerry, I am right there with you, and thanks for the call. I'm disappointed in everybody. That, you know what, we failed. We were given the tool. Here you go. Honor system shopping. Don't worry about that long checkout line. And we just couldn't handle it, right? You kind of knew it was coming. People are mentioning the random audits, right? And for the first time, that happened to us over the weekend when we were there. Shopping through White, or I'm not sure when it was. Maybe it was last week, Thursday or something, that somebody checked after we scanned through, and they like scan a couple of your items to make sure that you were paid for. Said, okay, you check out, you're going. But that was the first time that it ever happened. And we were talking to the worker there, said, like, hey, do you do this a lot? And she said, nah, like maybe randomly, but now it seems like we're doing it all the time. So they must have really, over the past week, zoomed in and said, all right, we got to audit everybody, see what's really going on here, and then came to the decision.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be interested what they found those audits. Probably people that had a few more things in their bag than what the receipt found had.
Yeah. Eric in Clarence, you're on WBEN. Right, what do you think? Were you using the app?
Yes, and I loved it, not just for the efficiency. But you got these young cashiers that never passed blocks in kindergarten, and they're putting the soft stuff at the bottom, throwing the cans on top of it. You got to smush at the bottom of the bag then. I mean, it helped prevent all that damage.
I like what you're saying, Eric, and thanks for the call, because this is my thought when self-checkout first came out. I fancy myself to be a very good packer.
Oh, okay.
I can cram a ton of things into one bag. You give me a trunk of an automobile and a bunch of suitcases and junk that we're bringing on. I can maneuver everything to make sure that we're... And keep in mind, at the same time, not just fitting everything in, but keeping things on top that you're going to need first or before all the things that are on the bottom. So I loved when self-checkout came around. It's like, all right, I can bag my things, not just how the caller was mentioning, the right way, where you put the heavy stuff on the bottom, the lighter stuff, chips, bread, everything on top so it doesn't get smushed. But I could also bag it based on where things are going inside my house.
Yes.
All right, you know, I got some bathroom stuff that's going in one separate bag here. You just take it upstairs and be done with it there. I got this. Oh, that's it's going to be in the fridge, pantry. Maybe this is going in a freezer downstairs, something like that. You have it all mapped out in your head, and nobody knows what you do with your groceries when you get home better than you. So it was perfect to bag. Luckily, there's still self-checkout, and you can do that yourself.
Yes.
You just can't do it while you're in the store. It's actually easier to do that at self-checkout, in my opinion, because you have everything in front of you.
Right, you might be moving stuff around if you're doing it while shopping.
Yeah, I found myself doing that a few times. My wife was going through, like, rebagging as we go along just to make sure everything was packed properly.
Yeah, I was not a good bagger when I worked as a grocery store clerk, but at my older age, I feel that I am a very good grocery store bagger. But Brian, like you said, because I know where I want things and how I want things packed.
I guess someone said the parking lots are immaculate. That's right, because
I agree with that.
They got, if you have to choose, if you have a limited amount of people who are coming out for a job at a grocery store, and you have to choose people to maintain the carts in the parking lot, or to go behind some of those open registers, I'm choosing the carts all the time.
Right.
I mean, there's a far more important job there. Somebody else. People are not. You can't even trust on people to return their own cart. I mean, I guess we shouldn't be surprised that this app is going on. We were just talking the other week about how no one can even return a cart.
That's right. Or a basket.
So you can have people. You can say to people, listen, do this job for us. Bag your own groceries. And I'll be happy to do it. I prefer doing it. You're not going to be able to say to people, hey, before you leave, take like five carts and put them back in the store. That's not going to happen. So that's where you focus your employees.
Put the coin dispenser on there. Make people.
It works.
Yeah. Bring that cart back.
It works for sure. We'll go to Archie. You're on WBEN. All right. Are you going to miss the scan app, Archie?
Yes, I am. I use it quite often, and I'm in between runs as far as a bus driver for a local school district, so I won't take much of your time. I sent an email this morning telling them, why don't they go to BJ's and see how they do theirs? They only limit to like 10 to 15 items, and they can scan and pay right in the store. So why can't we do that for people who just buy small amounts?
So I've never used, like I said, Archie, I go to all these stores, but I don't actually use the app. So the difference between, so Wegmans, you could do your full trip, but the BJ's one is limited to only a few items?
Yes, because they don't want, they actually scan all your items you buy in at the door before you leave. They used to check your receipt, but when you use this feature in the store, you can scan your items and also pay through your wallet, through the iPhone. So why can't Wegmans do that? I did send him an email this morning saying, why don't you check out BJ's procedure and maybe do that for the people who buy small amounts and still have this feature continue on at Wegmans?
It's not a bad idea.
No. And I'm sure Wegmans right now is in the process of seeing how other stores do it, taking all ideas, and I'm sure their mission right now is to bring this back in a way that will save them from, you know, shrinkage.
Archie, thanks. I like that idea.
Yeah?
It makes a lot of sense. I go in, I know you do every single time you're in the store, Joe.
Yes.
You don't take a cart because you buy like three things.
Small trips. Rotisserie chicken.
If you are not shopping with a cart, you have, you know, only two or three items, then the app would be perfect. And it would be pretty easy to see. You know, it's for non-cart shoppers only.
Yes.
Maximum of three items. You're just going in for one thing. Why wait in any sort of line? That is when the line gets kind of irritating.
Yes.
Is you're picking up a gallon of milk. You go in and now, all right, I'm here. All right, now I got to do this thing. It's printing me out this big receipt. That is the perfect thing to be able to go into a store. I'm getting a gallon of milk. I'm walking out. You see the milk. It's in my hand. Boom, with the phone, walk out of there. And maybe that's like the happy medium that they end up with.
Make it the alternative, as you're saying, to the express checkout. That's what this is. That's the compromise is, yes, you can have the scan app for express checkout purchases.
Yeah, I want to go lower than express. People right. have turned that express into just, the express means nothing anymore. 15 items or less. How many people follow that?
Oh, don't
get me started on that. Are those actually even still around? You know, self-checkout used to be
20 items or less.
Exclusively.
Yes.
Or like, I was going to say like 10.
Okay.
I feel like it was just meant for the handfuls.
Well, that's what they just had three.
Yeah.
Lanes.
And now it's just everybody at the self-checkout. And I feel like, is there an Express Lane anymore?
My last experience at Express Lane was at a Wegmans that hadn't yet put in self-checkout. And I got upset because the person in front of me had 22 items yeah. in the 15 or less. And the cashier said, oh, that's fine. We're not that busy. I'm right here.
Yeah.
I'm right here with 10 items.
That would get me. We'll go over to South Buffalo. Joanne, you're on WBEN. Did you use the app?
No. I did not use the app, but... You're talking about shoplifting, right?
Yes.
Okay. I have a couple situations which at the Wegmans in West Seneca, I was coming in, there's a younger couple, and they went over to the sushi case. The guy grabbed the sushi, and I happened to see them later on. He was eating it, okay? And as luck would have it, I ended up being behind them when they got to ring out. And guess what they didn't have? They didn't have the sushi.
The barcode for the sushi, yeah.
No, the total sushi was gone. Wow. There was no sushi with her. So to me, I'm sure that's happening left and right in the stores. Because I've also, when you go to bulking, someone had told me that someone had told them that, you know, with weighing bulk, you put it on the weighing machine and you hold it up a little bit. So it's not as heavy. Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, we were just talking about that. It doesn't really work anymore. The machines are too comp.
Is that what they? I didn't get that
too
in earlier.
Too sophisticated.
The bulk thing along also is where I had a mother come in with her younger teenager, and she walked. I was at the bulk, and she came right over, stuck her hand in, took a whole handful of peanuts, and I proceeded to say something, which she got very nasty to me. But I mean, when you've got a teenager and you're showing that it's fine to just stick your hand in and steal a whole handful of peanuts, that's not a good way to steal.
I mean,
that's gross.
You should never put
your... Joanne, thank you for the call. Shelled?
Oh, maybe.
What are you doing with those?
Yeah. Just sticking your bare hand?
Putting it in your pocket? He's like walking like a chipmunk? Walking around with a bulging cheeks full of peanuts? Like, what's going on here? I can't see that happening. I'm disappointed in all of us that we
going.
I like the idea of just, you know, very small trips, the handful trips you to be able to use this.
Well, you know, as a start, I think we need to earn the trust back, Brian, right? We talked about it's like lending. It's like our parents lending us the car, and instead of going to the library, we went to the party. Now we have to show them that we can be trustworthy again. And I think a good starting point is 3 items. Then we go up to 5. And, you know, maybe in 10 years, we'll be back to where the scan app was yesterday.
You know it's going to be back.
It has to be back. As you said, the infrastructure of certain stores have changed for this app. It will be back.
You almost felt like over the... Why this is such a surprise, I think, to a lot of people is you felt like going into the store, seeing the physical changes in the stores... You got the feeling that almost you were going to have to use that app in the future. I mean, that's the way it was going, even if you weren't using the app. At least that's how I felt. So you know it's coming back in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah. I would have hated to be that employee that had to take down all the signage yesterday. As someone who used to work retail, I know that's not fun.
Well, maybe they... Do you think they leave it up for? I mean, how long? We don't know how long it's going to be gone for.
Okay. Good point.
So I guess we'll see. I wish I used it though. Wish I used it for that coupon.
It's a sad day, Brian. But this is where, like I said, this is the day we start earning the trust back, and that falls on each and every one of us.
20. You can make yourself a nice steak dinner.
Yeah.
$20 coupon if you were using that? That's not too bad. All right, Joe, we'll be back here tomorrow.
We sure will be.
Good to hear. I always just check at the end of the show.
Yes, as of 9:56, 30, we will be back together tomorrow.
It's more of a question than a statement. BMaz and Beamer on WBEN.